Thank you for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Barbara Frazier, F-R-A-Z-I-E-R.
Hi, how can I assist you today?
Oh, I received a mailing from you, a big postcard about that you're soon going to have service at Scudder Avenue up here in town of Ulster.
Okay, no problem. Yes, we're planning to expand in the area. The construction start. I could check to see what is the in-service date in your location for you.
Okay, it's 61 Scudder Avenue, S-C-U-D-D-E-R.
Zip code?
12401.
One moment, please. I'll be more than happy just to check to see if we do service that area. Okay, so 61 Scudder Avenue in Kingston, New York?
Yes.
All right, so the in-service date for your location is on October 25th, 2024. We can sign you up for service right now, and when it's closer to the date, we'll give you a call to set up a date and time for your installation.
Now, I have some questions about what that means. I currently have Spectrum.
Uh-huh.
Now, it says free home Wi-Fi, whole home Wi-Fi, unlimited data. Now, will that also work for my television? I mean, for like the apps on my television?
If you would be able to use the internet on your TV?
Yeah.
Yeah, you would be able to use the internet on the TV. What type of TV do you have? Are you using a Fire Stick, a Roku?
Roku.
Oh, yeah. So you'd be able to still use the Roku on the internet with Archtop.
Okay. That's one question. I also have the app for Direct TV on there, that app also.
Okay.
Like I have Hulu. I have like Hulu, Netflix, Direct TV.
Yeah, so if you do have those services, then yes, you'd still be able to connect it. Your internet would still be connected to your TV for you to still use your streaming services such as Netflix, Hulu,
okay,
and any
have,
other streaming.
Yeah, I also have, what do you call it, a router that gives me like 10,000 square feet of coverage. It's, what's it called?
It's an extender.
Yeah, not an extender. It's, you know, it makes, what's it called?
A Wi-Fi mesh system?
Called, not Origin. It's called,
Netgear?
It's like Netgear, but something better. I think it begins with an O. And the Wi-Fi goes through it.
I do understand. So, yes. So, the equipment, it comes with a price. It's free, so you wouldn't be charged. So, if it's the case that you want to have your internet through your router system, that's okay. It's just that usually if you do have an issue or if we do need to troubleshoot with you, we won't have the resources to shoot through your router. But if it's the case that you connect with our modem, and router, then if it's the case that something comes up, then we would be able to troubleshoot for you. What you can do is the system that you do have, the router that you have, you said it covers 10,000 square feet, correct?
Yeah.
Yes, you can use it with our devices as an extender for your home. So all of them could be connected together.
Okay, all right. Okay, and then it's $69 a month. That will cover everything.
How big is your home?
It's a 4-bedroom ranch house. It's like 2,000 square feet.
Oh, but you say you have your own extender, right? How many devices would be connected?
Oh, at least five.
Oh, five. Then, yeah, the 1 gig would be okay for you. It's just a case that if you had multiple devices being connected, such as cameras around the ranch or smart devices, being that you'd have so many devices, we usually recommend the 2 gig so that it creates a larger bandwidth for the internet to work efficiently throughout the home. But since you said you have about five devices that would be connected, the 1 gig would work well.
Yeah, when do you recommend 2 gigs for how many devices?
I would say if you're using multiple devices across the home, I would say about 15 devices going up.
15? Oh, no, we don't have that many. No, not at all. No. I'm thinking like maybe 3 TVs might be going at once, and maybe using the internet on a smartphone, something like that. You know,
Oh,
nothing,
yeah.
no, nothing,
Just the
nothing more than
basics.
that. Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's that was the basics. Yeah, the basics. Exactly. Right. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So. All right. Yeah. So we could. Yeah, we can sign up, and I can get rid of Spectrum. That will be nice. Okay.
No problem. And you said you're interested in the 1 gig fiber internet.
Yeah.
Are you interested in getting the phone service?
No. That would be no, I have phone with Verizon. I mean, what would the phone service be?
Like the landline service,
What? No, I
landline.
don't need it. What? What would that
Landline.
be? A landline? Now,
Yeah,
how much would that
landline
be?
phones. With the landline, it's an additional $24.99 per month.
No, I don't need that.
Okay. So just to confirm the address once more, it's 61 Scudder Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401. Do you rent or own the property?
I own it.
The utility wires, is it through the air or under the ground?
Utility, the Central Hudson through the air.
Okay. Is your billing address different than your service address?
Nope, same.
Okay. And just and what's your first name?
Barbara.
That's a BARBARA.
Yes, Frazier, FRAZIER.
FRAZIER.
Yes.
Email address that I should add on file.
Sam for A50, S is in Sam, I, E is in Edward, M is in Mama, P is in Papa, RE50 at AOL.com.
Okay, so SIE, M as in Mike, P as in Paul, RE50 at AOL.com.
Yes.
Primary phone number?
One I just called you on, 646-660-1232.
Thank you for that information. And how may we contact you? Phone, email, or text?
Text.
And just to read a disclosure to you for text, at ArchTop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. Will not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. All right.
Sounds good.
Okay, so I'm just going to go over the order with you. One moment. All right, so you have a home location, you're interested in a 1 gig fiber internet, not interested in getting any extenders or the phone service, and your service address is 61 Scudder, Scudder Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401. You own the property, and your utility wires there through the air, and your billing address is not different than your service address.
Right.
Okay.
And you're going to send me the billing via email, right? Paperless billing.
Yes, we would be signing you up for that as well. So as part of our order process, we'll need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so would automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do a credit check?
Do the credit check. I have great credit. Do the credit check.
Okay, one moment, please. I just have to submit some information. And also, just to let you know, for the credit check, we would need your social security number, but we're not keeping it on file. So once we use it, it's
okay.
Gone.
All right. It's 391-486-483.
Thank you for that information. And you said your phone number, it is 646-660-1232.
Right.
Your last name is F-R-A-I. Is it
No. F-R-A-Z-I-E-R.
Okay, thank you for the correction. So F-R-A-Z-I-E-R.
Yes.
Okay. Let me just go ahead and submit that information. All right, so no deposit is required.
Told you so.
And you said that you're interested with getting the $10 off by signing up with AutoPay with your checking or savings account and paperless billing, correct?
Right.
What would you be using, checking or savings or credit or debit?
Credit card.
With the credit card, it's $5 off, not the full 10. But if you use a checking or savings, it's $10.
Oh, I'll do the checking then. Okay, checking. Okay. Oh, boy. Do I have to sign that up now? Because I don't have my checkbook with me to give you the account number.
All right, so... do you want to not sign up for the auto pay and checking as yet? And then closer to when we're ready to set up the service, you just let us know to activate the auto pay for you?
Yeah. I'll call that in. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah, we can put that off for a little bit. Yeah.
Okay, and I'm going to also choose the paperless for you, okay? So... whenever we do call, just let us know that you want to do the auto pay and you want to add your checking account, all right? You'd also have the option, you'd have access to your Archtop online account where you can also make those changes as well.
Oh, okay, great.
How did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
You sent me a big postcard in the mail.
Okay. Is there anything that the technician should be aware of on your property?
What?
Is there anything that the technicians should be aware of on your property, like a septic tank, buried wires?
Oh, I have a vicious Great Dane that will attack. No, I'm just kidding. No, there's nothing that I can think of, no. There's a septic tank.
Oh, you have a septic tank?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a septic tank and there's also a gas line.
Is that at the front of the home or the back of the home?
The front. They're all at the front.
Okay, thank you for that information. So I'm going to read a few disclosures for you. At the time of your initial connection, the technicians will determine the best way to connect your home. Well, connect your service. They may install the drop cable. That is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. You said that you have Spectrum, so just to maintain consistent connection, we recommend that our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider.
Right.
Also, to let you know that any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber, and we do reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general.
Yeah.
Please visit our website, and you can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're
Okay.
automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on the website, including its requirements to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Sure.
All right, no problem. So I did go ahead and submit your order in. Just give it about a couple of minutes. You'd be getting an email from Archtop Fiber where you can sign into your online account. Closer to October 25th, maybe sooner, depending on how quick the construction is finished, we'd be giving you a call just to set up a date and time for the installation, okay?
Okay.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go, Barbara?
Nope. That's fine.
All right, no problem. Well, it was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.
Okay, thank you.
No problem.